Now, for this half hour, you're going to hear Quad Cities Talk Radio do something unusual. We're going to talk about unidentified flying objects. The day of the, I believe it was the 25th of November, I ran across an article on the Internet. It said that a former Canadian Minister of Defense and Deputy Prime Minister had spoken very publicly up in Ottawa, Canada, about extragalactic civilizations, about extraterrestrials visiting us. And in that article was this gentleman's name and phone number, Dr. Stephen Greer, who's with us for this half hour with the Disclosure Project. Dr. Greer, good afternoon. Welcome to Talk Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
The privilege, sir, is mine. Now, the Disclosure Project, the name is kind of self-explanatory. What is that project?
Well, we have identified over 450 government and military top-secret witnesses to either projects or events involving what the public call unidentified flying objects. And we have acquired their testimony as well as government documents and have been in the process of disclosing these to the public. You know, my background is that I'm an emergency physician, but my uncle designed the lunar module, the thing that landed on the moon and took Neil Armstrong to the moon. So I had learned of some of these things way back when I was a little child. And we began to look into this and found out that, in fact, there is an enormous body of evidence that we've created that we're now putting out to the public at our website, disclosureproject.org, that involves government officials like this gentleman you referred to in Canada.
So what this is, the Disclosure Project, is to tell Americans, and you guys that have a computer can look at this, it's www, then Disclosure Project, all one word, all small letters, .org. On there, you can look at what we're going to talk about here in this half hour. Well, tell people some of the stuff that you've got. What's there at the Disclosure Project? What are you disclosing?
Well, we're disclosing the facts and evidence and top secret testimony from these types of government insiders. It's not that we're saying that, you know, a civilian who sees something in the sky hasn't seen something. There are millions of people who have. But when you have, for example, Brigadier General Lubkin, who was a senior aide for Eisenhower and became a brigadier general later in his career, who actually saw the materiel from some of these extraterrestrial vehicles and actually worked with Eisenhower and knew of Eisenhower's interest and concern about the subject, it's very, very hard to dismiss that, particularly when his testimony is then corroborated by other Air Force officials, CIA officials, and important government documents. A lot of people don't realize that we have on our website and in a book that we put together involving this testimony of these sort of government witnesses, thousands of pages of government documents that are not contested. These are not in any question whether they're legitimate or not, and they fully describe these objects, how they move, how we have intercepted them, and how the subject has been kept secret for over 50 years. So we feel that it's very important for the public to know that this is real because there is a very well-funded, albeit so-called black or rogue project dealing with this issue, and that has been going on for decades. And what they've discovered will surprise your listeners. In other words, we have figured out the modus operandi or the technology behind these objects to the point that we no longer need fossil fuels. And a lot of people say, well, if all this is true, why would it be kept secret? I mean, how could it be kept secret? You're talking about a nexus of events and technologies that, if they were disclosed, would make oil, gas, coal, and nuclear power redundant, meaning we would not need it. And, of course, with that would go those vast interests. Now, of course, who would benefit? Well, most of humanity would benefit. But if you're sitting on a trillion-dollar oil field, this would not be great news. However, if you're paying $3 a gallon for heating oil or gasoline for your car or truck, this is very good news. The problem is, in America today, that these vested interests that are both corporate, military, industrial, and particularly industrial and financial, are the tail that's wagging the dog. And I remind people that no less a figure than Thomas Jefferson warned of this back in the late 1700s. I live just down the road from Monticello, Thomas Jefferson's home, and have read extensively what he wrote about 200 years ago when he was thinking about democracy and the threats of democracy, which then later President Eisenhower restated when he left office in January of 1961, when he said, look, unless we're vigilant, these very powerful interests, which he called the military-industrial complex, would become a threat to our security. Now, why would a five-star general and conservative Republican two-term president say that? It's because he had been stabbed in the back on this subject, specifically on the UFO subject. So this is very important for people to understand. This is not a trivial issue. I personally have briefed, for example, President Clinton's first CIA director, R. James Woolsey, and I spent 3 hours going through this problem. And what I found by doing briefings for members of the Senate Intelligence Committee and senior White House officials is that there's a lot of concern about it, a lot of interest, even though we get giggled at a lot, this subject, but no one really knows what to do about it. So what we decided to do is say, hey, let's go out there and identify these insiders, like this minister in Canada who's come forward, but people who have actually dealt with the materials, who have actually dealt with reconnaissance. And we found that by identifying these sorts of people and networking, we started with a dozen, and then we had 40, and then 100, and now we have over 450 of these type of witnesses. And by the way, I have to point out to you that these are not people whose names are altered or in the videos that their faces are changed. These are people that we have their DD-214s, and, you know, their discharge papers for, their name, rank, and serial number, corroborating government documents, and corroborating witnesses. And so I point out that many of them are senior officials. The third highest ranking man at the FAA during the Reagan years came forward with radar tapes of our chasing these objects, and that he analyzed at the FAA because there was a Japan Airlines jet, 747, that encountered one of these enormous UFOs over Alaska that was the size of a battleship. And it was moving in a nonlinear way in the sky, tracked on radar. And he got involved in investigating it because he was in charge of that part of the FAA involved with investigations. Ultimately, he ended up briefing President Reagan's scientific advisor, people from the FBI and the CIA. At the end of the meeting, the CIA guy turned to him and said, "This meeting didn't happen, and we're taking all this evidence." And they gathered it all up. What they didn't realize is that this official had kept the originals in his office, and when he retired, he passed them on to me. So we're putting this stuff out for the public to see, and anyone who can look at the evidence and read English will find that the evidence is just overwhelming. And we're very heartened by officials like this gentleman in Canada, who is a senior government official, coming forward saying, look, this stuff is real, I've looked into it, and it's a shame that the public hasn't been informed about it by now.
Well, folks, you want an interesting hour and a half on the Internet this evening. DisclosureProject.org. Now, let me pause here to pay a little bit of the light bill. We're spending this half hour with Dr. Stephen Greer. He is with the Disclosure Project. You heard him say they're out in the Washington, D.C. area. And we're talking about some public statements made by a guy named Paul Hellyer, Canada's defense minister from 63 to 67, and he said, quote, UFOs are as real as the airplanes that fly over your head. This is Talk Radio. Now, we're spending this half hour talking with Dr. Stephen Greer of a public thing you can look at on the Internet called the Disclosure Project. Sir, what does an intergalactic alien look like?
Well, there have been many descriptions. I don't believe that there's only one civilization that has been doing reconnaissance and observing us.
That's why I asked.
My understanding is that there may be several dozen civilizations that have been documented. I have one Air Force intelligence officer who was at a facility in Arizona where he saw 9 separate vehicles that we had retrieved over the years through electronic warfare measures and had downed them. And they had various types of life forms. I understand some are around 3 to 4 feet high, some are taller. They don't look like, as a rule, the things that you see in certain science fiction and in the sort of mythology on the subject. But my understanding is that they're, you know, 2 arms, 2 legs, a head and torso, and are highly intelligent. And it just makes sense that that would be the case. I mean, when you look at it, this whole area of sightings of these objects really took off after we detonated the first nuclear weapons. And my own analysis of this, and having talked with people who worked with Wernher von Braun, who invented the rocket, of course, for the Nazis and then became core of our aerospace program, and my uncle and other people who were involved back in the 60s, it appeared that once we began to go into space and also had the ability to create these enormously, potentially world-destroying weapon systems, that quite a few civilizations out there that maybe had been watching us for a long time became rather concerned. And in fact, we have a Colonel Diedrichsen, who later became a high official at the old Atomic Energy Commission, which of course now is the Department of Energy, who said that every single nuclear weapon storage area and every single nuclear manufacturing facility that dealing with weapons in the United States had these UFOs either hover or fly over them or were trying to observe what we were doing. And this is a man's testimony we also have that people can access on our website. And so what I point out to people is that, you know, it's an enormous story, and if it's true, it's probably the biggest story in the history of the world. And I think what makes it even a larger story is the fact that the secrecy around the issue has been managed illegally for decades. I personally briefed, as I mentioned, President Clinton's CIA director, and the president and he had tried to look into this issue. They were denied access. And people say, oh, come on, a CIA director is being denied access. That happens. And when that happens, as well as with members of the Senate Intelligence Committee that I have briefed, what you have is an operation which is frankly rogue, out of control, and illegal. This is a threat to our security, particularly at a time when we know that you know, the hundreds of billions of dollars that have gone into research on this subject clandestinely have hit pay dirt with figuring out the energy and propulsion technologies behind these devices. And let me tell you, it isn't fossil fuel, and it isn't nuclear power.
Well, let me ask you, yep. Mr. Hellyer said, I'll take a quote here, the Bush administration has finally agreed to let the military build a forward base on the moon, which will put them in better position to keep track of the comings and goings of the visitors from space. Does President Bush know? You said President Clinton was kept in the dark. Does President Bush know?
He knows very little. I understand that Mr. Cheney and Rumsfeld have been involved in clandestine and rogue operations dealing with this subject since the 70s, and perhaps in the case of Rumsfeld, the late 60s. I have a document actually with Rumsfeld's name on it from the late 60s where he was spinning the information that was going to a member of Congress who was trying to hold open hearings on this subject in 1968. So we know that they have had knowledge and information, and we know that President Bush's father had a tremendous amount of information. Whether the current president has dealt with this issue much, I'm skeptical, to be quite frank with you.
Well, you said you had a colonel who had seen 9 spacecraft that we had brought down.
Mm-hmm.
Do we shoot them down, or do they come down in people? Well, you said you saw bodies, so we obviously don't shoot them down a whole lot.
Well, you know, over many decades, you know, we have had opportunities to develop portable electromagnetic pulse weapons, other type of electromagnetic weapons. But you have to understand, these spacecraft are not operating off of normal aerodynamics and propulsion. They're using, to keep it simple, very high-tech electromagnetic and so-called anti-gravity or electrogravitic systems. And some of these electronic warfare systems have been used in clandestine programs to not only track but target, and on occasion, not that frequently, disable them. And when that's happened, we have acquired them. And I understand that the acquisition of these devices, these extraterrestrial vehicles, which, by the way, is what they're called at the National Security Agency, or ETVs, they're not called UFOs, has been going on since the 40s, late 40s.
Well, Dr. Greer, many of the people listening to talk radio will have seen, and I hope I give the right network credit, HBO, I think, had the film first. It was supposed to have been taken in Roswell, New Mexico. I watched it several times. It was showing an autopsy of aliens.
Right.
Now, I'm not an expert enough.
In the world saw it, right.
Well, I'm just going to say, is that real?
Well, you know, the pedigree of it is very, very questionable. But the actual, as a physician, as a medical doctor, when I was called in to see it by the person who actually had it in London at the time before it was shown to the public, I was impressed with the fact that it was most likely authentic. Now, the way that it was handled and the way it was released, in a sense, trashed its authenticity because its pedigree was lost. And then it was shown in sort of a tabloid, for-profit setting when it really should have been a key piece of evidence in front of a scientific body. But be that as it may, the atmospherics notwithstanding, the tape itself seems to be of an authentic event.
Well, sir, let me thank you again for a most interesting half hour. And I'll tell you guys again, if you have access to a computer, if you don't own one, go down to a public library. This is real easy. You open your browser and you type in little bitty small letters, Disclosure Project, all one word, and then .org, and then start clicking around. Again, Dr. Greer, let me thank you very much for the half hour. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, this is Talk Radio. Mr. Paul Harvey is next. If you have a comment for Open Phones afterwards, feel free. What I do is run across things in the news, and this really is that Paul Hellyer, Defense Minister of Canada from 1963 to 1967, comes out and just flat said George Bush is building a forward base on the moon to fight an intergalactic war. I thought, that's fun. We'll talk to the guys involved in it. And you just heard him.